I'm the happy one. Time flies. It looks like it was a couple of days ago, but it was 9 years ago. And since then, lots of things happened in my professional life. And I have the same nature, I'm the same person, I have the same heart, I have the same kind of emotions related to my passion for football and for my job. But I'm, of course, a different person. And in this moment, if I have to describe myself, I describe myself as a very happy person. And, you know, it's the first time I arrive in a club where I already love the club, because before I was arriving and I had to build an emotional relation, and I only become to love the club a few times later. And this time is a new kind of feeling, because it's the first time I'm arriving to a club where I love it. I love it already.
You won five major trophies in your three seasons here. Can you do the same again? Can you do better?
In football, you never know, but I want to believe it's possible. I always trust my work. In this case, I know many of the people that belongs to the club, and I know the kind of mentality and ambition the people has. And my career was built and based on success. In every club I was able to reach success and to win trophies and to let different kinds of legacy. So I have to believe on that, and that's a normal message I want to go with my players, which is work hard, work with quality. The club is much more important than ourselves. We are nobody compared with the club. And of course, working well, normally success arrives.
Back in 2007, your relationship with Roman Abramovich was so bad that you had to leave the club. How did that relationship get patched up?
That's not true. As a start, that's not true. You know, I read and I keep listening that I was fired, I was sacked. We had a complete break of relationships. That was not true. Many people didn't believe on that, but was a mutual agreement. At that time, we thought that was the best for both of us, for me and for the club. You know, it was a sad moment. Of course, it was a sad moment, but I don't regret that decision, because after that, I went to Inter, where I had probably the best moment of my career, and after that I went to Madrid, where we have still the record of the best team in the Spanish history, and for Chelsea things went well too. Was a decision at that time difficult for both of us, but a decision made by mutual agreement, and only because of a mutual agreement and only because there was never a break of the relation is possible that I'm here today. Wouldn't be possible for me to be here if we have no relation, if we had real problems. And I think I'm back because we feel that we are in a moment of our, I can say, my professional life, and in the case of the owner, also a moment of his career as the owner, where I think we are in probably in the best moments of our careers, if you can call that, and ready to work together again and with much better conditions at this time to succeed and to have what this club wants, which is stability.
Natalie Perks, ITV News. You said last week you were ready to marry again. So just going on from that question, what signs specifically have you had from the boss that love is going to be sweeter this time around? What has he actually said to you that make you believe it's going to work this time?
Well, I think one of the points for me is that, and probably you are not so happy with that, but I think my relation with the owner has to be private. What we discuss has to be private, not just with him, also with the board. I think that privacy, I think, is crucial. The point is that we all want the same. We are in the same direction. Is a moment where I think maturity, very good feelings, the same perspective of the future for the club. Of course, my area is the sports area, the football area. But more and more and more in the world of football, you have to be deeply connected with other areas in the club, you know. And I think we have the same kind of a vision. I'm more than happy to follow this philosophy that we want for the team. And I'm more than happy to be back, and very calm and very relaxed. But at the same time, there is something I want very, very clear. I didn't choose for my career a comfortable position because I'm returning to a house where I was happy and I was successful and where the fans love me. No, I'm coming exactly with the opposite perspective. I think I have more responsibility because of that. I think the expectations are higher because people knows what I can deliver. So I want clearly this message. I know this club has a special fan base. I know we are a special club exactly because the people never forget the professionals that gave the maximum for this club in the past. But I want to be respected by what I did in the past. Okay, I appreciate that very, very much. But I want to be loved for what I can do from now. And the club knows my mentality, the clubs know my nature. And the fans can be sure that I come here to give my best and to try to reach success.
Did your time in Spain change you at all? There were periods where, looking on, you looked quite sad, a shadow of your former self here.
No. As I was saying, if I have to choose a nickname for this period, I would choose the happy one, because I'm very happy. And as I was saying, time flies, and I was 2 years at Inter and three in Madrid, 5 years in managerial career is long, long time. Football, you know, is an industry that demands a lot from yourself, and you learn a lot every day. In my beginning in 2000, when I was managing for the first time, I was thinking that I knew everything. And after 13 years, you realize that at that time you know nothing. And you have to learn every day. And this my adventure around Europe was fantastic for me.